The Central New York tragedy and Wednesday's refusal by a state judge to block New York's tough new gun law have kicked the gun control issue into overtime. A Siena College poll recently found New York voters by a 2-to-1 margin support the New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act, which included a broader ban on assault weapons and lower limits on the capacity of magazines. Downstate Assemblywoman Michelle Schimmel is a staunch supporter of the New York Safe Act and a strong proponent of background checks. She says her heart goes out to Herkimer.
And once again, the fact that it's at Herkimer County, which is essentially ground zero, because of its proximity to Remington, is particularly ironic and particularly telling, and it's very, very, very sad. Every time I hear of a killing, any killing, it breaks my heart. And hopefully, with the New York law, it will be somewhat eradicated. I'm actually going to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Well, I'm leaving tonight to lobby congressmen and senators to do something on a federal level as well, so they can copy New York State.
The New York Safe Act was pushed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat who had sought the changes after high-profile shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, and Webster in Monroe County, New York. Assemblyman Jim Tedisco, Republican of Glenville in the 112th District, champions Second Amendment rights under the U.S. Constitution.
With this bill that was rushed to judgment by the governor with a so-called message of necessity, which really is a message of political expediency, it's not going to impact situations like this. What's going to impact situations like this is trying to pinpoint these individuals who have mental health problems, making sure they're getting treatment, and making sure, to the best of our ability, they don't have access to dangerous weapons.
Since New York passed the SAFE Act in January, 34 counties have passed resolutions opposing it, all of which are north of New York City. Tedisco points out that it's a tough proposition to get harmful weapons out of the hands of criminals without infringing on the rights of people who own guns for personal protection.
And I agree with the governor and what he had to say today. Sometimes there's no piece of legislation, there's no type of preparation that can take place to stop a madman from doing the types of things we've seen here in Newtown and in some other areas. But we have to continue to pursue a policy that does make us safer, but not a policy that creates a false sense of well-being and maybe endangers our ability to protect ourselves by banning some weapons, which really don't illustrate they're a large part of the...
Many law enforcement officials say they are not convinced the SAFE Act will make the streets any safer, and they believe the bigger problem to be the illegal handguns already on the streets. Charlie Samuels with Saratogians for Gun Safety applauds state and national efforts to pass gun control laws.
We have an epidemic of gun violence in this country, and unfortunately these kind of things are probably going to continue unless we... make some changes in gun control.
The Herkimer incident hasn't affected plans for another gun show scheduled to be held this weekend in the Spa City. Mark Baker is president of the Saratoga Springs City Center Authority.
Interestingly, we are not getting overwhelmed with complaints and responses from people that are concerned about the gun show. In fact, we have heard less and less comment on it. If we do have some folks this coming weekend that are on the street expressing a differing point of view, certainly that is their right. We welcome them to express themselves in a civil and certainly courteous manner.
Charlie Samuels says his group will be on the scene and plan to demonstrate on the streets.
We don't want the gun show in our town. Please don't bring your guns to town.
The gun debate is far from resolved as gun crime continues and other issues, including gun insurance and micro-stamping, are likely to be scrutinized more closely in this year's legislative session in Albany. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.